we need more people like Joe in politics. We need more love and joy and common understanding.
Joe's death has been an attack on us, on all of us who believe the same things that she does. But there's a happiness about being here because we are supporting everything that she supported in life. And this, I think, is very an important legacy for us to go forward with.
I remember her enthusiasm, her optimism, just what a friendly, unassuming person she was, even though she was clearly extremely intelligent and was going to go a long way. So I'm very happy that dear friends have organised this. I think it's very good that everyone here in Brussels has the chance to come together. So why don't we go
somewhere only we know? Jo was a force of nature, and she campaigned tirelessly for causes that she believed in. And we don't want that to be forgotten, and we want to carry on the good work that she left behind. Whether it was Syrian refugees, fighting extremism, or conquering loneliness, she really wouldn't stop until she had a result, and she always wanted to bring people together to get a job done. And so in that spirit, we've brought people together around the world to honour her 42nd birthday today, and to show that we, whoever we are, have more in common than that which divides us, just like she said in her maiden speech. We've got a program of music, of poetry, there's a choir, there are Syrian refugee musicians, there are readings, there are friends giving personal tributes.
So I was a war photographer inside Syria in a siege area. We used to talk sometimes on Skype to ask me some facts of what's going on inside the siege area. So she was a big supporter and trying to let the people know of about the refugees and welcoming the refugees, more welcoming the refugees in Europe.
I work in the European Parliament, and I was lucky enough to work with Jo. Basically, I just can't believe that, you know, one of the good people is gone. She was an amazing human being, and it's a loss to humanity.
If you would all hold hands with the person who's standing next to you, and I'd just like everybody to raise their hands into the air right now, and if you call out for me, we will love like Jo. We will
love like Jo.
And now we're at the Bourse, having been led here by the fantastic Balkan Brass Band. But everyone's going to be invited to lay their flowers in memory of Jo Cox.